Oh no.
Oh no.
So, I'm expanding the night librarian.
Yeah, but I...
Oh, this is a lot of text. Oh no. What have I done? What have I done? So, the initial idea was for it to be very basic. The night librarian is chasing the book thief, and you know, we have episodes where their paths cross. But there is a fatal flaw with that. Are you telling me that this night librarian is just going to get that close to the book thief 14 times and nothing? Nothing? Nothing. This is why I don't plan stuff out, because it gets complicated. That's stupid. Once, twice, maybe three times, but beyond that, it'll be ridiculous. Tom and Jerry type shit. So that means that the chase needs to serve as an introduction into, oh no, no, it's getting complicated. It's getting complicated. Like, what the fuck? Like, why is there a Council of Shadows? Why is there, like, the Veil Enchantment? These are actual things that I've written down. Why is this sentence right in front of me? In a climactic battle for the fate of the supernatural world. I'm chasing a book thief! I'm chasing a book thief! This... No! No! I don't like this! I don't like this! No! There's a lot of text. There's a lot of text. I'm literally scrolling through it all now. I will give you somethings. Oh no, why? Nerd is whiny. At the heart of this world is an ancient mystical library, a place where knowledge and power... No, fuck off! Fuck off! No! It was a library! It's a library, not anymore. And then you've got the once thriving but now forgotten district of a sprawling metropolis. No! It was a library! It's a library! Beyond the forgotten district, because, oh no! No, 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 no! I couldn't just have the forgotten district. No, because we've got the whole cityscape. Not city, cityscape. To the north, we have the financial district. To the east, we have the cultural district. To the west, well, that's where everyone who is trendy is. And then in the south, we've got the historical. I don't want to have to draw a map. Please don't make me have to draw a map. This is why I don't DM. This is so bad. It's so bad. So allow me to give you some little odds and sods. The laws of affinity and aptitude. Yes, magic. No, can't just say there's magic. Oh no, 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 no. We have to have rules. The balance of power. For fuck's sake, why are you like this? The veil of secrecy. So, how is the magic world hidden from the human population? Well, it's a powerful enchantment known as the Veil. For fuck's sake. This is so dumb. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. It's so fucking dumb. It's so dumb. It's so... Oh, I might have... sketched out a little bit of history as well. As I scroll through my notes, it's rather... God. As humanity's population grew and its civilizations expanded... This is the pain of someone who might have bitten off more than she can chew, but is still chewing and going back for seconds. Ooh, the veiling war. There was a war, and then there was a veil. This is not good. This is not good. Do you want to know about the veiling war? Because I wrote about it. I wrote about the fucking war. It was marked by epic battles, betrayals, and unlikely alliances. I haven't sorted that out yet. I don't know who was a... You know, who are these people? I don't even know who exists in this world. Apart from the night fucking librarian. And the book thief. It's getting so complicated. Oh, man. And then you've got the veil enchantment. There's a whole 4 paragraphs on the enchantment. And then you've got veil piercers. Who present a threat to the secrecy and stability of the magical realm. Oh, and then it gets even more complicated because we have the different types of creatures. It's just meant to be vampires, but now it's vampires, werewolves, fae, spirits and ghosts, demons and angels. And then I had a question. How do we have demons and angels? Does Christianity exist? Yes, it does! Within the mortal realm, but it's... Oh, no. And as a vampire, am I affected by churches? Well, technically, yes, because I was born in the mortal realm and I have a Christian... But, you know, why? Why can't I just keep it simple? This is why I don't DM anymore. It just gets complicated. Oh, do you want to know about some of the mystical artifacts? Because I might have, you know, written a few. Veil anchors. They're the linchpins of the veil enchantment. And they're heavily guarded. So technically someone might plot... Do not even finish that fucking sentence. Then we've got elemental crystals. It just gets worse. The shadow key. The blood mirror. For fuck's sake. The fucking fuck. Oh! Temporal distortions. Why? In certain areas, the fabric of time itself may be twisted or disrupted. Why? Does this need to be... Oh no, you want to do a Groundhog Day. Yes, I distinctly remember. Groundhog Day. That was... Why? Why are you like this? Why are you like this? Okay, what else? Oh, the Council of Shadows. It's a secretive organization comprised of powerful supernatural beings, and they govern the hidden world. I don't like this. I don't like this. Oh, by the way, there's a rival hunter because, yeah, remember what I said about it not being sustainable, you know. Hey, book thief, I found you, but oh, you're gonna get away, you scamp. Not sustainable for 14 episodes. So, there has to be a plot device, otherwise known as the rival hunter. They pose a threat. Don't know what kind yet, but they're very threatening. I don't like this. Why are you like this? Oh my fucking god. So yeah. What's the time? Oh, it's only 1 a.m. That's pretty good. Tomorrow we're getting the Safe for Work Patreon exclusive out. I could still trash this. I could trash this. I mean, I haven't drawn a map yet. I could just leave it. Wait, does London exist in this world? Oh, no. Also, what are we going to call the city? Because the city needs a name. And it needs like a gothic. Why? And this is why I should not ever think about doing a series. Because it just gets complicated. No, I don't want to. Don't make me, please. I'll be good. This is so annoying.
It's literally the most annoying. It's not even that annoying. I'm actually having a lot of fun. I mean, for all my bitching and complaining, and let's face it, this is 10 minutes of bitching and complaining. I'm having so much fun. I'm loving this. I'm loving this world. It's a world which I can sit a lot of audios in, which is good.
Oh no, it's not good.
No, see, because I still have another world to build. This was meant to be the grand reveal, not... What the fuck are we calling this? The Veil? Oh, that's so lame. That's so fucking... This world needs a proper name. Like, the grand reveal? Oh god, am I still going on? Having fun, but also grumpy, grouchy, unhappy, super happy, but... Wait. No. Should we make the Veil? Like, the thing? We've got Veil anchors. And I'm pretty sure that... I don't know. I actually have no idea. It's a veil. That sounds like material. It's unraveling. Why is it unraveling? Who's behind it? Who is fucking with it? I don't know. What happens if there's like a knife? Or a pair of scissors? That's so dumb. Make it supernatural. A stone. Am I thinking Harry Potter? I am thinking Harry Potter. How about a sharp stone of some type that can, I don't know. The Veil. Oh no. No. But what happens if during the chase they found the stone and other people found out about the stone and suddenly you've got all these fractions going, woo, stone. Yes, that's so threatening. So, I heard you found a stone. Don't know what you're talking about. No. Oh no, do I want to be in like a protective thing? I don't think the night librarian is the kind that is, I think they're more, I don't know. Why would she not want, why would she want the two worlds separated? Because she doesn't want mortals to get their little greasy hands on her books. That seems a bit petty given the scale of what's happening, which makes it perfect. I don't know. I feel so sorry for the book thief. You know, they just wanted to steal the book, and then suddenly they're being chased by a vampire, and now, wow, now it's getting complicated. See, this kind of reminds me of the Anita Blake vampire novels. It sounds dumb. It sounds super dumb. It sounds super, super, super dumb. The first book, Guilty Pleasures, so good, so good, so good, so good, so good. Love that book. One of my favourite books. And now, I stopped reading that series a little while ago. Mostly because it's drifted. Now, the Suki Stackhouse mysteries, they developed. But Anita Blake, well, one of the lines is, I'm paraphrasing, I don't date vampires, I kill them. Okay? And then now we're having orgies with werewolves, were-hyenas, were-tigers, were-lions. She's also got a were-rat. She needs to have sex with people to feed the ardour. That's a terrible French accent, but ardour. Whatever. It's there's and there's S&M, and yeah, it's very complicated. Very complicated. And by the way, apparently her breast size is a triple E. A triple... What is that in proper English? That just seems... That seems excessive. I mean, she's 5'3". And she's a triple E. What's that in... That is ridiculous. No, that is truly ridiculous. No. No. Jesus, how does she stay upright? Wait, it must be an American size because I don't... It must be an American thing. Because a triple E in the UK just... It scares me. Okay. Bra size conversion top. This is not where I saw something going. UK, US. Triple E isn't even a thing. What the... Oh, no. Are they making up bra sizes? They did like this. Now I'm going to have to... I don't want to have to Google her breasts. That's just so... But now I have to because I started talking. And then I go off... Oh, my fucking God. Please don't. No. No. Oh. Apparently she explains her bra in great detail in the book, which is great for me, I guess. I don't know. This is kind of why I went off the books. And I have gone off on the weirdest tangent. So sorry. So the night librarian started off like guilty pleasures, and now we have the Veil and the Shadow Council, and it's getting complicated, and I'm regretting it. I'm regretting it, but I'm also kind of loving it, because you might not know this, because I do keep this a very closely guarded secret. I'm a massive nerd. And I wrote 4 paragraphs about a war. That never happened, because none of this actually happened. Although I did know. Okay, so I have this. No. You know when someone conceives of a creative universe? If you put it out into the world, maybe in some way it does exist. I know. But you want to know what's even worse. Do you want to know what's worse? Do you really want to know what's worse? This is not the first universe I created for this. I created a different one. I'm in a different document now. Hear that scrolling? This one was different. This one had... What do we have? Well, it also had a city called Crescent City, which I wasn't completely sold on. And we had the old quarter, downtown, the riverfront, the underground, beneath the city streets, a labyrinth of tunnels and stuff. And then you had the magic system. So annoying. It's so annoying. And then you had the night librarian. This doesn't have any Veil or shit like that. Although she does have it's complicated. I actually did have a history with her. Her name was Amelia. I haven't even gotten to the history of this current version of the Night Librarian. The reason I trashed this is it was boring. She was boring. It's a case of I liked the universe. I didn't like her role in the universe. She seemed boring. And then I realized my problem. I did actually map out 15 episodes. And then I realized it's Tom and Jerry every fucking week. The book thief goes to the fairies to create a powerful grammar to evade the Night Librarian. But, like, you shouldn't bother, mate, because she's not going to catch her. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Like, some of them are so tenuous. So tenuous. It's more like a series of vocals and then some very questionable plot device. Now, don't get me wrong, they would have been good. But in my head, it seems very meh. I don't want to play a character that's that shit chasing someone down. It seems so dumb to me. I am the Night Librarian, and I was monologuing and they fucked off again. That's 14 times that's happened. This is doing shit for my reputation. I don't want that. I figure if I'm doing 15 episodes, the first one will be the whatever of the Night Librarian audio. Then you've got 3 days, because they have 3 days grace. So that's 3 episodes. So on the first day, she does something. On the second day, she does something. Third day, she does something. So that's 3 episodes. Great. Fantastic. Then I figure one near miss is reasonable. Plot progression. And then you have the, oh no, we're going to have to join hands and forces and maybe feet. I don't know. I haven't got that far yet. That's 5 episodes. No, actually, that's 6 episodes. Introduction, you know, where they meet.
Ooh, you're the Night Librarian.
First 3 days. Ooh, fancy seeing you here. You can't escape me. Second one. Oh, nice try. Third one. Ooh, had to work a bit harder to find you this time, but I still found you. Then you've got the fourth one. No, the fifth one. No, the fourth one. The fifth one. It's the fifth episode. Numbers so difficult. The fifth one where there's an actual near miss, where the book thief gets to show off their skills, their sneakiness, and the Night Librarian just goes, ooh, I like that. Shut up, alright? She likes them. And then you've got the fifth one where I, the Night Librarian, will have the upper hand, and then, well, shit. Something's happening. We better team up. See, that's 5 episodes. And that is, I was about to say realistic. Realistic! That's feasible. It's feasible that if you've got 3 days grace, the vampire that is chasing you is going to want to fuck with your head. So she visits you on each day. That makes fucking sense. And then you have the near miss, you know, because you have to show that the book thief is, you know, he's not shit. They've got a bit, they've got a bit of grunt to them, a bit. You know, there's a reason that they have inspired the Night Librarian to, I don't know, stop cataloguing her books. And then you've got the sixth episode. It's actually 6 episodes because you've got the first episode, the 3 days, the near miss. No, that's not. That is six. I swear I'm good at math. So it's literally building, introducing, and then you have the actual happenstance. Then I'll have 9 episodes to deal with that shit. That seems a little less, oh my fucking god, this is killing my soul. Like, I can still take these episodes. I even have episode titles and they're shit. They're so literal. They're so fucking literal. Mind you, I called the thing separating the mortal modern world and the magical world, I called it the veil. I'm not very, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, man. I'm still going to do this, though. And I bet you I will not even use 2% of the shit I'm writing down. And I just flipped the glasses off of my head. Okay. So now I'm going to take these 15 episodes, condense it down into 6 episodes, and then I have to come up with a reason. For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake. And I still haven't named the city in the New World. And you've got the grand reveal just sitting in a corner. Are you really going to tell me that you're going to create 2 vampire worlds? 2 urban fantasy worlds in, like, 2 days? Yes, I fucking am. And I'm going to love it. I'm going to lap this up. I'm actually having so much fun. This grumpy, this is me being nerdy. This is the DM in me. This is what players fear. So, guys, ready to play? What's wrong? What? What? I do not look evil! Is it the outfit? Yes, I used to dress up when I DM'd. I never dressed up as a seagull, though. I did dress up as an owl. But that was some really freaky homebrew shit. All right. Ooh, I can give you some spoilers for the audience. If you've made it this far, you're going to get some spoilers for what's coming out today. God, it's 1 in the morning. Well, it's actually 25 past 1 in the morning. Working folder, where are you? Where are you? You can't sing, so don't. Oh, this one's so fucking dodgy. I'm not sure about this one. Nerd pretends to be cool to get a job as a party planner. I'm not sure about that one. Because it has Hole by Night in them. And also you have a hypercaffeinated, sleep-deprived nerd who anytime something happens might... So when she got angry, she was like, nerd rage! And to you, the listener, when she confessed she had a crush, straight afterwards she shouted, nerd crush! It's a little. Your Yandere ex-girlfriend is possessed by a demon. Vampire flirts with another vampire's necromancer because they want to steal their... to steal their city out from under them. You've got a cyberpunk one. And strawberries. Strawberries? What the fuck is strawberries? Strawberries? What kind of fucking file title is that? Strawberries. Oh, I hope you like strawberries because all this stuff has strawberries in it and I spent all night baking. Wait. Oh no. I'm having flashbacks. It's actually very romantic. But here's the thing. I absolutely hate strawberries in pastries. I hate strawberry jam. I hate strawberry donut. Ugh. I hate all of that. So yes, you're going to get 3 of those tomorrow. Today. Actually, let's not go with the stone. The stone is kind of lame. We should do something apart from... The stone, it just seems, what, they find a fucking stone. They find a fucking stone. How do they find a fucking stone? What? Ooh, I'm chasing you. Ooh, it tripped over. What's this? Ooh, it's a stone that can pierce the veil. How convenient. about a plot. Everyone loves a fucking plot. I love a fucking plot. Not this particular plot. I kind of love and hate it. Ooh. Okay, let's plot. Let's scheme. Scheme with me. Let's put our legs up and click. Oh. Right. We're scheming. Do you have a scheming hat? I don't. I feel like I should have something to show that I'm scheming. Ooh, I know. Give me a minute. No, like the hair brushing while you scheme. That's I don't know. That's kind of creepy. Let's put the hair up. Scheming. What's a plot? Okay, it's got to have the Council of Shadows. Because, well, they're called the Council of Shadows. Can't tell me that a council with that fucking name is going to be all, yeah, we're great, we're solid, mate. That, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Ooh, how about corruption? That's always fun. A secret faction? That's going to need a name and a history. I mean, I'm fake crying. I actually do like the idea. Should we have an object? Like, not a stone, because stones are kind of lame. I mean, they're not lame. I went for a crystal. I did go for a crystal stage. I think everyone does. Well, I don't know. If you're a nerdy goth, you do. So, what kind of artifact? Oh, don't think I've forgotten about the poles. I have the Mothgirl and the enchanted artifact on the back burner. I can't really do dynamic acting at the moment. I don't know. I don't know. See, the problem is, I have so many ideas. I have so many things going on. Oh, it just gets complicated. But a sinister conspiracy is always a really good thing. You know, the quest to protect the balance and, you know, make sure that McDonald's is not laid to waste by, I don't know, a dragon. Are there dragons in this? Of course there are. And griffins. And that fucking creature that I can't fucking say. Spit. I can't say it. Spit. Sphinx. Sphinx. Did I just say? You did, but you'll never say it again. No, no, wait. I said Sphinx. And then I put spur in Sphinx. 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 Sphinx? Is that how you say it? See, I'm getting happy, but it might not be how you say it. So. Come on. Ooh, the were?
Sphinx. Sphinx.
I'm staring at my computer like I'm a fucking moron.
Sphinx.
Okay, how about the American pronunciation? That might help me.
Sphinx.
Oh my fucking god, I'm saying it the American way. Kill me now! Sphinx. That's not it. Is that it? Sphinx. Say again.
Sphinx.
Sphinx. Sphinx.
Why are you like this?
There's just some words I can't fucking say. Okay, now on a different site. How do you say it?
Sphinx.
Sphinx. Sphinx. Sphinx? Sphinx. Sphinx.
Sphinx.
No, they're doing it for Sphinx. Sphinx. Is that it? Sphinx.
Sphinx.
Why does it sound like you're saying V in the middle?
Sphinx.
Like, thanks, like you're a shirty vampire and you're trying to do the accent. That's just not right. How about the American style?
Sphinx. Sphinx.
See, this is a bit that's just fucking me up. The at the beginning. It's the S-P-H. Spherical. I can't say anything about fucking... It's like S. I have a little problem with S. And you add a C and an H and an I and an X. There's no C in it. Thanks. Sphinx. See, that sounds like a word. That sounds like it could be right. Ooh. If I say Sphinx to Hey Google. Yes!
According to Wikipedia, a sphinx is a mythical creature with the head of a...
Shut the fuck up! So, Google understood me. Google understood me when I said, Hey Google!
According to Wikipedia...
Yeah, you said that twice. Okay, so sphinx? Sphinx. Oh, but it just sounds so wrong. It sounds American. It does sound American. Sphinx. Sphinx. Have I just spent 6 minutes saying fucking Sphinx? Sphinx. How do you say it in the UK? Oh, I want to say it like a proper person.
Sphinx. Sphinx. Sphinx.
Maybe it's because it's a male voice. Maybe I need a female voice. It's not going to make any difference, but it might make me feel better. Okay.
Sphinx.
That's still a dude.
Sphinx.
That's a chick.
Sphinx. Sphinx. Sphinx.
Why are you saying it so quickly? Just say it slow. Say it slow. Slow, okay? Like I am. I am slow.
Sphinx.
I've forgotten how I said it before. Sphinx. 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 And that's why I haven't recorded that dragon audio yet, because see, I get scared to say it. Fuck off with the plural. Actually, okay, I'm gonna try the plural. Sphinx. You just chickened out so hard. Chicken! Ooh, chicken. Sweet and sour chicken. Yeah. Welcome to my head. It's strange here. I don't recommend coming alone. So, yeah. In some form, the Night Librarian is coming back. There might be a plot. There might be a conspiracy. That there might be a fucking... I don't know. There'll be a librarian. And a book thief. So, what if the veil has been weakening for centuries? Just gradually getting... thinner, and that's why there are people who can pierce it now. Veil piercers, in case you weren't paying attention earlier. So it's getting thinner, and that means that that there's going to be exposure. Sorry. There's going to be the risk of exposure. So, I mean, this sounds like I was going somewhere. I wasn't. It's just an idea that just went, hello. I've got nothing. There has to be a bad faction, though. A faction. You know, like an improper faction. This is why we should only do decimals. Oh, I'm just so funny. I'm going to stop talking. Now, is this actually going to make it to Patreon? Because I record a shit ton of these and I never upload them. Sphinx. I said it! Did I? And that's my stomach. I need to eat. Bye-bye. So... The veil's getting thinner. That could work. Actually, all three could work. It's a fucking problem. Bye-bye.